Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, March 6th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Voter turnout across Sonoma County was very low for this election, only 25.22%. Of the over 302 registered voters, only a little over 76,000 ballots were actually cast. In local election results this morning, starting with Sonoma County Supervisor, Rebecca Hermosillo will represent District 1 in the Sonoma Valley. She will replace Susan Gorin, who chose not to run for another term. Hermosillo captured over 78% of the vote. District 3 will return Chris Corsi to the board with a commanding win over Omar Medina. In the 5th District, that was won by Linda Hopkins, who ran unopposed. In the race for the White House, Donald Trump won 12 of 13 states on Super Tuesday, inching him closer to the Republican nomination, now with 995 delegates.
This was an amazing night, an amazing day.
Nikki Haley won Vermont, preventing a clean sweep. And new in this morning, Nikki Haley will announce at 7 a.m. during a speech from Charleston, South Carolina, that she is officially suspending her campaign for president, essentially dropping out. She is not expected to endorse Donald Trump during that speech. We now know the name of the man killed in the shootout and car chase with Sonoma County Sheriff's deputies on Monday, 53-year-old Jose Luis Villansor of Santa Rosa. Police confirmed he fired an AK-47 semi-automatic assault rifle at deputies multiple times before crashing into a fence. In sports, the Warriors take on the Milwaukee Bucks at home tonight. And your forecast, mainly cloudy today, just a slight chance of a shower. Highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. Overnight lows in the low 40s. Tomorrow, clearing to mostly sunny skies and mild. We should have 60s. Finally, a dry day. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
You've tried everything. Doctor visits, pain medication, and still, there's no escape from the pain. It's constant, and it's affecting your relationships, your job, your quality of life. Pain doesn't wait, and neither should you. Still Life Acupuncture wants you to know that there's an alternative to addictive medications for pain management. Acupuncture and non-invasive therapies, such as massage and cupping, have been used for pain relief and rebalancing the body for thousands of years, and it can work for you. Just listen.
I suffer from chronic back pain and have degenerative disc, nerve pain, and sciatica. So I went to Still Life to try an acupuncture session. I felt relaxed and safe throughout the entire procedure. And for the first time in an endless stream of doctors and specialists, I feel better than I have in months. I can't recommend this team enough. Thank you, Still Life Acupuncture.
Pain doesn't wait, and neither should you. Schedule an appointment with Still Life Acupuncture today. Online at stilllifeacupuncture.com. stilllifeacupuncture.com.
The Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory gives you a better, more connected life because in Sonoma County, we believe in supporting each other every step of the way. Embrace the resources available to you. Don't let aging or disability limit your possibilities. Visit agingdisabilitysonomacounty.org and discover a world of support and opportunities. The 2024 Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory is now available to you. Go to agingdisabilitysonomacounty.org.
Jazzy.
Just a little bit after 7 o'clock, and the greatest songs of all time begin with Tony Bennett on Jazzy 93.7.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable cars I'm halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care, my love waits there. In San Francisco, above the blue and windy sea, when I come home to you, San Francisco, your golden sun.
As an old native-born Californian would say, it's a most unusual day. There's a most unusual sky, not a sign of a cloud passing by. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring, it's a most unusual day. There are people meeting people, there is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people, and a feeling of spring in the air. It's a most unusual time, I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual, most unusual, most unusual day. Spring in the air, it's a most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual, most unusual day. It's a most unusual day. It's a most unusual day.
You stepped out of a dream. You are too wonderful to be what you seem. Could there be eyes like yours? Could there be lips like yours? Could there be smiles like yours? Honest and truly, you stepped out of a cloud.
take you away, away from the crowd,
and have you all to myself, alone and apart,
out of the dream, safe in my heart. Cloud, I want to take you away, away from the crowd, and have you all to myself, alone and apart, out of a dream, safe in my heart, out of a dream.
Jazzy, KJZY.
The 2024 presidential primary election is almost here, and the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters has made it easier and more convenient for you to vote. The Voters Choice Act gives you more flexibility in choosing how, when, and where to cast your ballot. All active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Fill it out and drop it in the mail, or place it in an official ballot drop box located throughout Sonoma County. If you prefer to vote in person, vote centers will be open starting Saturday, February 24th through Election Day, Tuesday, March 5th. All vote centers will have language assistance and accessible voting devices. Find official ballot drop box locations, vote center locations, and hours of operation in your voter information guide and on the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters website. Visit SoCoVotes.com. SoCoVotes.com. With more days and more ways to vote, you choose what works best for you.
Dionne Warwick has the greatest songs of all time continue on Jazzy 93.7.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on.
Walk on by, stop, walk on by.
Jazzy 93.7. KJZY, the greatest songs of all time, and Horst Jankowski with A Walk in the Black Forest. Troy Duran here with a walkthrough. Well, you don't know what you're going to get until you walk outside. Partly cloudy skies, sure. Maybe a thunderstorm here or there as well. 59 our high today. Ella Fitzgerald on Jazzy.
When you're alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies. At break of dawn, there is no sunrise. When your lover has gone, what lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering, like faded flowers. Life can't mean anything when your lover has gone.
in Dreamsville. Time is new, we're here to love, and we do. We can see the rest of the wound loose from our pink cloud. There's no boundary to this magic land as we go exploring. Dreamy Dreamsville, far away, and here we love, here we stay.
Wednesday, March 6th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. The election results are in for the hotly contested State Assembly District 2 race. On the Democratic side, currently it will be Chris Rogers facing off against Republican Michael Greer in November. In the 4th District, Cecilia Curry got 100% of the vote. And in the 12th District, Democrat Damon Connolly captured 71%. The two Republicans, Aaron Cervantes and Andy Potashadley, are almost tied. Governor Newsom's state Proposition 1 appears to be winning with 50.2% voting yes to a very close 49.8% no vote. There are still ballots to be counted, and the results will not be certified until April 12th. Under Proposition 1, funds raised from the Mental Health Services Act put a 1% tax on incomes over $1 million, and those will be redirected.
And that's the issue of homelessness. That's the issue of what's happening in the streets and sidewalk.
The measure also increases state oversight of county spending on behavioral health issues. In the race for the White House, Donald